We have in studio with our sister Wahida Jusuf, who is an educator and a wellness counselor coach from counselor from Durban, and she's written a new book, and she's going to talk to us about a book. A book's called Kismet for Roses to Blossom. Sister Wahida Jusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair for joining me in the program this afternoon.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Faisal. Jazakallah for giving me the opportunity.
And it's an absolute pleasure. You know, it's, you know, to write a book is a mammoth task. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's easy. It's very easy to pick up a novel and read it. Mm. But if one looks at what's gone behind it, it's something. So I think you need to be given this opportunity after having achieved and been through that, and to talk to us about your book. So let's just start. I think the book is called Kismet for Roses to Bloom. What is this book about?
Okay, so without giving anything away, of course, it's coming-of-age novel. It follows two young people that go through general challenges in life. It is a Muslim romance, so obviously everything is very Islamic-centered, Muslim-centered. And there's a young lawyer who he doesn't believe in marriage. He doesn't believe that it's for him. And eventually he agrees to help a dying man with his, you know, sorting out his last will and testament, mm-hmm. his estate and that. And then he eventually ends up marrying this man's daughter. So that's okay. The basic premise of the book.
Okay, okay. As long as he didn't say the guy in his will that I'm leaving my daughter to you, you've got to marry her. That doesn't
no,
happen.
No, it's not like
okay.
that.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, storyline seems to be quite nice. Who's your target audience on this?
So it is targeting, well, people like me, you know, women who need something good to read, and they don't have, you know, in the market, when you look at it, it's we have a lot of romance novels, we have a lot of Islamically, you know, ethos novels, but it's very difficult to find a novel that is, you know, completely clean, conservative, but still, you know, it can be feel good, it can have the romance aspect in it. And so basically I'm targeting people like me, and I'm okay. just a normal, I'm just a normal person trying to get through life, you know, making my mark here and there.
Targeting yourself, tell us something about yourself.
Okay. Okay, so you know, my name is Wahida, alhamdulillah. My name means unique. My name means it can be, you know, soul, single, unparalleled. I like to think of myself as unique. So I'm, on a more humble note, just a regular nobody who's just finding my way in life. You know, trying to make things exciting for myself in a way, and then also trying very hard to juggle. You know, life, being a mother, being a wife, I'm a teacher, I'm a counselor, trying to juggle all of that. And so I think as most women are, we're all juggling all sorts of responsibilities. And then we always want, you know, a few minutes to sit down with something good to read. And so I'm targeting me. I'm targeting somebody like me.
Mm-hmm. You know, you spoke of women multitasking. I don't think anybody can multitask better than you guys, the new people. Undoubtedly, I must commend you all for that. You know, the Almighty is very great. He gifts everybody, and everyone is gifted, and that's one of the gifts that ladies have. You can multitask. Ask me to do two things at one time, I'm messing up both. So, okay. Now, you know, as I said earlier, writing a book is a mammoth task. You need a lot of inspiration. Mm. You need, you know, something needs to motivate you to write this book. So what was your inspiration? What was your motivation?
Well, I've always loved writing. Writing has been my go-to you know, pleasure from high school days. And I used to focus a lot on poetry, and I dabbled a lot in that. But I remember in high school as well, I had teachers who, you know, they encouraged and motivated. So I think that also helps a lot to know that other people want to read what you've written, you know. So this particular book, what motivated me was basically just a dream that I had. And in that dream, I can't remember it being about anybody that I knew, but I sort of dreamt up the storyline. And it sounds very, you know, whimsical and that, but it's the truth. Many, many years ago, when I have my second son, and, you know, when we are up with the nighttime feedings and that, and you're very deprived of sleep and your brain is starting to play tricks with you. Yeah. That's the time frame that I dreamt up this particular novel. Mm-hmm. And I just basically built it from there. And I literally started typing it out on the notepad of my phone, you know, in the middle of the night. And I remember it was Sadie time as well. I just, you know, typing it up there. And then I would send it to my mother because, I mean, who else, you know, supports you the
of
way
course.
Your mother
absolutely.
Supports you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And she and can't tell you are wrong. She can't criticize you and tell you it's not right.
That's the thing. So yeah, they're not very good critics, but I gave her something interesting to read.
They're always somebody you can confide in.
Yes, most definitely. Mm-hmm. So I think at one point then it was too busy, and then I didn't send her the thing for you know, anything for a few days, and then she was like, Wahida, like, what happened next? What happened next? And then it just basically built itself from there. And then I had to ask myself at some point, you know, what do I want to achieve with this, and how far am I going to take it, and when will the story ever end, you know? Because I hadn't thought it right through A to Z. I was still, you know, going alphabet by alphabet and seeing where it takes me, because I was just having fun writing. And then, you know, I asked myself, what do I want to achieve with this? What do I want to put out? And I thought to myself, you know, if ever this goes out into the world, I need it to be something that I am proud of. I need it to be something that my kids can read, you know, because, I mean, no use mommy does something and then they can't read it.
Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely.
And so, you know, there comes a point when you realize that if you are putting it out into the world, then this book, it would survive longer than you, and it's going to be your legacy. You know, it's going to be something that people will read out long after you're gone, inshallah, you know.
Inshallah, yeah.
And it needs to be something, obviously, that is conservative enough, but it answers pertinent questions about society and things like that. So.
No, in fact, you've just proven that Islam is not a rigid religion as we profess it, as we make out to be. It is a very practical religion. It's a religion that one can live.
Yeah.
And it doesn't exclude anything.
No.
It's an all-encompassing religion. So when you speak of romance, you speak of relationships, etc., as long as they're within the confines of the Sharia, that is possible. It's not taboo.
It most definitely.
So I think it's an excellent effort that you've taken. I think it's an excellent, you know, I like the stance. I haven't read your book yet, but I like the stance. And talking about your book and saying you haven't read your book, maybe you can just read an extract from your book for us.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Here goes. This is the first extract, so exclusive to Al Ansar. Hey?
Oh, we're grateful and honored. We're really honored.
Okay, Bismillah. She didn't hear her father enter the kitchen over the slosh of water being filled into the kettle. He was an upright man with wavy grey hair and creased facial features, which were evidence of his extended illness. A true and distinguished gentleman with an immaculate sense of style, he walked with modest composure and grace. The air around him was always tranquil. He was humble and had a dominating presence. He had always managed to win many hearts with his pleasant manners and soft-spoken words. "I was just about to make your breakfast, Daddy. I'll bring it to your room soon." He nodded as he turned and, without a word, walked back towards his bedroom, deep in thought. He took slow, measured steps, his hesitant gait suggesting increased weakness and balance. Breakfast was a simple meal to prepare. He enjoyed having a cup of Greek yogurt, a slice of buttered toast, a mug of tea and something sweet. Today it was a bran muffin from the batch she had baked the previous day. She carried the tray into his room and lay it on the bedside table. She then opened the windows to air his room and puffed up his pillows to make them more comfortable. She tidied up the room while he ate slowly, quietly. Uthman broke the silence by checking in with Zainab to see if there was anything she needed for the day. They discussed a few errands that she would have to run that week, and the duo chatted lightheartedly as they usually did. It came as a surprise to her when she asked her to prepare a special dish for lunch. Uthman requested that she prepare traditional biryani and checked if there were any ingredients she would need to get. "Don't forget to add boiled eggs and that nice salad you make," he smiled. His request for biryani midweek surprised her, and she hoped that this was a sign that her father was getting better. These days, his lunch consisted mostly of lentils, steamed vegetables, and yogurt. Although the doctor had prescribed a few dietary restrictions, a few morsels of biryani surely couldn't do much harm. "Set the table for three," he called out when she turned to leave the room. Ah, the requested menu now made much more sense to her. They were expecting a guest.
Excellent. In fact, I got a bit carried away listening to you. I forgot that I had to come back on air. Excellent. I love the language. Mm-hmm. I love the grammar, which is absolutely super. And it's something that one can understand, one can relate to.
Mm.
And, of course, it also plays with the imagination a little mm-hmm. bit. So, very well. If that's a, if that's going to be the language that the language that is permeating throughout the book, then I think that is something that everybody needs to get hold of. What we're going to do, we'll just listen to a Nasheed, take a short break, so I can just digest what you've just spoken about and get over it, and then we'll continue thereafter.
Perfect.
تیرے صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑھا لا الہ الا اللہ تیرے صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر
Social Network on Radio Al Ansar, and we're speaking to Sister Wahida Joseph, who has just written a new book called Kismet for Roses to Blossom. Kismet for Roses to Blossom, and we're discussing the book. If you have any questions for Sister Wahida, you can send it via WhatsApp 0861 904 904. Even call us. Sorry, that's our studio number, 0861 904 904. Call us or send us a WhatsApp on 0609041056. We've received one message from Sister Naseema Mohammed. Congratulations to Wahida. I didn't want her to stop reading. Where can we get her book? I wish her every success, inshallah. Yes, we will talk about where you can get her book and where it's available during the course of this interview. But yes, this is one time I second you. I also didn't want her to stop discussing that book. That's why I got a bit carried away with it. Now, Sister Wahida, okay, before you leave us, you're going to tell us where we can get a copy of this book, where it's available. But one thing that comes to mind is we're speaking about a romantic novel.
Mm.
Now, you know, we are always dissuaded from reading this run-of-the-mill, I'm using the word deliberately,
yes.
Run-of-the-mill.
Oh.
I don't want a boon of questions coming in. But yeah, we're dissuaded from reading these novels. What is different about your novel that will encourage us to read it?
Yeah, so nice play on words, eh?
So,
Brother Faisal, yes, I'm often asked about the level of conservativeness of mm-hmm. the novel
mm-hmm.
and how appropriate it is, you know, and whether there are any parts like that will make you blush or anything. And my response is that it's entirely suitable for girls, young women, to read. And as I said earlier, it's entirely suitable for my kids. I've got two boys, but I mean, it's not something that they would read and I would be embarrassed about. And even though, you know, my target person is somebody like me, somebody my age, so the storyline is focused towards, you know, the elder or the person in adulthood. The novel is very suitable, very appropriate if a younger girl needs to read it. As I said, although the storyline might not entice them, but there's no parts in it that would make you blush. There's no parts in it that are run of the mill, so to speak.
Kismet for Roses to Blossom.
Mm.
What does this name mean? What does it mean to you? Why this particular name?
You know, I think the hardest part of writing a novel is choosing its title. And my editor will back me up on that. I think she's listening in.
Mm-hmm.
So the title basically sums up, or it rounds up the different themes that resonate through the book. So we know that qismat means destiny, it means qadr, it means fate,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think in order to answer this question, I have to talk about the themes that run through the book.
Go for
right?
it.
So I'm going to start with spirituality being a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality runs, it's a theme that runs consistently from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And also another theme. So the protagonist, she's very, very spiritual, and she du'as everything, you know. Any changes that come up, any challenges, it's always a du'a that sort of guides her. And there's also the stark difference then between the other characters, and then it gets picked up in the book. And another theme that also runs through the novel is the theme of resilience and, you know, overcoming challenges, because, you know, we're looking at real life here. This book is based on real life. And we know that, I mean, trials and tribulations come all the time, left, right, and center, and life is not, and marriage is not a bed of roses, you
know? Absolutely.
And so we had spirituality and resilience, and then there's another a theme that also runs through that ties both these themes together, basically. It's the theme of resilience through spirituality.
Excellent.
So becoming, you know, building your resilience, and I speak about it if people follow me on my social media as well. I harp on about this, that, you know, trying to keep your spiritual levels high to try to overcome the challenges that are, you know, that are inevitable in life. Mm-hmm. And so as you can see now, the word kismet finds its way there. Everything is with the will of Allah Ta'ala.
Absolutely.
And as Muslims, you know, we live with the knowledge that nothing can happen except with the will of Allah. And qadr, whether it's good or whether it's bad, it all comes from Allah. And every challenge that is thrown at us in life, we have a reaction of how, we have a choice of how we want our reaction to be. So basically, that's where the word kismet comes in. And then the part where it says, for roses to blossom, in the working title, I had, for roses to blossom, water the thorns. And that was the working title. But inshallah, when the book comes out, it'll be just for roses to blossom, because we thought the other one was a bit too long. But I mean, but all the marketing has been done with the other part, which is awesome, because it really gives the meaning, you know, of the title. You want something, you have to work for it. And everything is not going to be all hunky-dory, but you have to, you know, keep at it, and inshallah, you'll succeed.
Lucky you've changed the title, because if I've seen a book on romance, for roses to blossom, for thorns to water the thorns, I would think this is a very prejudicial book, prejudicial to the male factor here.
Oh,
let the ladies blossom and let the male just.
I don't think that is
it.
of course.
There was a question that came from one of the listeners. Mm-hmm. There's a WhatsApp message that came in. Mashallah, Wahida, no giveaway. Would love to read this. But inshallah, in due course, we will give them away. But not right now. We're still in the process of launching this book. So inshallah, ta'ala, in due course.
Inshallah.
But right now, where and when will this book be available?
Okay, so I'm aiming for the end of November, but, you know, as with life and with everything, and we you know, submit to the will of Allah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners, but inshallah, by the end of November, early December, inshallah, it'll be out.
And where will this be available?
Anywhere you can buy books, inshallah.
Okay.
So, yeah, if everything goes according to plan, inshallah, it'll be, you know, more details to follow, but inshallah will be readily available. And we'll also put out an e-book option. And I'm also looking into an audiobook option for people who prefer that.
Mm-hmm. No, so you're covering all angles, at
inshallah.
Least.
Trying
inshallah.
To, yeah.
No, excellent. I think I personally feel that this book is going to be very successful, inshallah. Yes, there's lots and lots of competition around, because, and also, I don't know if you find, being an educator, that the literacy rate seems to be falling, especially when it comes to reading hard copy of novels. I mean, everybody is now just on the phones, on the social media platforms, etc. And I mean, many of us have stopped reading newspapers as well, because all the news just comes in, verified or not verified, it just comes in.
Yeah.
And it comes to reading articles, comes to reading books, we're just spoiling our eyes on our telephones and our social media. So how do you intend dealing with that challenge? I know you did tell me you're going to have an e-book, you're going to have an audiobook, but you've taken cognizance of that, obviously. But I still believe there's nothing better than just taking a book off the shelf and sitting down, than having that blue light on your face all the time and trying to read.
You know, there's something about the smell of a new book. I think lots of people, and I have done polls on my social media. I asked questions like, do you prefer paperback or ebook? And resoundingly, people prefer paperbacks. I think in South Africa, our market is a bit too young to throw ebooks at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think technology is advancing, so we will cater, inshallah, for that.
I remember in the very good old days, some of my friends at school.
Yeah.
You know, we were all members of the library, and then we go and hire books, and we get very excited. They stamp it. You've got to bring it back in 2 weeks' time. And some of them never used to take it back in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And I asked them, why do you do this? You're going to be paying a 5 or 10 cent fine per week. They said, no. At least we will get a letter from the library saying that we're overdue, so it gives us a chance of receiving mail.
Oh, goodness.
You know, <Lucy. laughs> No, I'm talking about, you know, those days. Yeah.
But, you know, you'll be surprised that the young ones these days, not many of them are members of a library.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disheartening as an educator, because we can see in a class full of learners, we can see the ones who read and the ones who don't. And we can also see the ones who are read too. You know, your parents read for you a bedtime story. And we can see the ones who don't. And I don't like to say that they seem neglected in some way, but I mean, that's the truth. And we can see it not just in their test results and things. We can see it in their confidence and all of it.
No, unfortunately, what's happening, we are all of us, I'm also guilty, caught up in this new electronic world, unfortunately, in the new technological world. We tend to forget the basics.
Yeah.
And we all just rely on the internet, rely on the phones, rely on what messages we get. We forget that we've got to sit with the child, take out a book and read to the child and teach the child to read as well.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, with children too, they've got their all their tablets, their phones, etc. So they're neglecting what they're supposed to be doing. You know, so I'm not blaming any particular parent, but this is our way of life.
It's a sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times. This is our way of life, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, if they only knew what you enjoyed in the good old library days, going to the library after school, meeting your friends, getting books, discussing books, going in, reserving books which are not there, looking forward to a particular book coming back, beating somebody to the draw to get that particular book, discussing these books with friends. It was a total different lifestyle at that time.
Different vibe completely.
Absolutely different vibe. You met more people. You met people from other schools as well, and it was quite fun.
Yes, and doing projects. Remember those days? We'd go to the library and do projects. And
absolutely. But today, I mean, we all love projects these days, doing it for our children as well, because a couple of you just type in a few things to Uncle Share Google, and we got what you want, unfortunately. So that ability to be creative and all, it's being compromised. Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you, what can listeners do to secure the copy? But I think this can only happen once you've launched the book.
I do have pre-orders open at the moment on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to give the address now?
Please do that.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know if some of the listeners know that I do have a website called What Wadey Says. Wadey being me. People used to call me Wadey when I was younger. So it's What, W-H-A-T, Wadey, W-A-Y-D-S-A-Y-S, What Wadey Says, all one word, .co.za. And on that website, if you just go to the shop link, you'll see that there are pre-orders. You know, there's a link to order the book as a pre-order. And alhamdulillah, just today I hit 100, so alhamdulillah for that.
And that's without the book being published as yet?
Yes, yes.
Alhamdulillah.
So it's a pre-order, and pre-orders don't cost anything for now, because I didn't think it was fair to you know, take money now when I don't know exactly what the cost of the book will be.
Absolutely.
But anybody who pre-orders the book will receive some complimentary add-on, so I've got some things to throw in just to thank you for, you know, supporting me on my journey and for... You know, basically it's for the support. And I will then have your details if you go through the whole process on the store. And then you will be you will be contacted once the book is published. And those who pre-order will basically get the add-ons. You'll also receive a personal invite, inshallah, when we do a launch. And... so for now, if you want to secure a copy and your complimentary add-ons, you'd rather just pre-order it. I was going to top pre-orders at 150, but I'm thinking if we need to go more than that, I will, inshallah, open more pre-orders. So
inshallah,
let's hope.
Inshallah. Well, I wish you success. I wish you all the best. I really love that venture of yours. And my next question to you, when am I going to be interviewing your next book?
Oh, there is another one. listeners might be interested to know that I am working on another one, but I want to get this one out of my system first. I do put a few words down every now and again, and the idea is still mostly in my head, but there is, inshallah, another one. I had lots of fun on this project.
I'm sure you must have, especially with the topic that you're discussing.
I learned
but
a lot.
But before I wish you farewell, there's another WhatsApp message that's coming again from Sister Nasima Muhammad. Must admit, I was a firm fan of the paperback, but since I've started reading e-books, there's no turning back.
Oh.
The back nightlight is dim. No turning pages, so I'm looking forward to the ebook version as well. Inshallah, that ebook version will be published and we will keep you posted, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Sister Waida, Jazakallah Khair for joining me in the studio this afternoon and sharing the, you know, the book launch, or rather the your new book with us. I wish you well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you, grant you success, guide you, and may He guide you into writing your next book as well. And may your book be of benefit to all of us and our future generation, inshallah.
Jazakallah. Ameen. Ameen to all of that.
All the best to you. Shukran. Enjoy the rest of your day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.